Today's episode is brought to you by Grinding Coffee Co., a Black LGBTQ+ owned coffee business that donates a portion of every sale to charity. Coffee is imported from around the world, and they pride themselves on great customer service for a small team. Use promo code PLP22 for 10% off your order.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Matthew and McBridge join me. I don't really know what we're going to talk about tonight because there's no racing this weekend. So, Matt, what's on the schedule?
What's on the schedule is that apparently this is going on YouTube this week.
No, not this week. This is a test run. Oh, it is?
No, if it's good, we're going.
Okay, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, it's not going to be good because you can see an open closet door in the background.
Right, I'm getting up. You guys keep talking for a second.
Yes, we got him.
Win!
Apparently, it was open last week and probably prior weeks before that, and we didn't notice that there was an open closet door in the backdrop. And then Shannon, I told Shannon to open her cupboard. I don't have anything in here that I can open. And hey, look, it's closed.
Bless,
yay.
Bless. Adulting. And it's fine.
A host got up the first time, did just close the one, but then came and sat back down and left the other open. And me and Shannon were concerned. Yeah. But hey, we're good now. So if you're watching on YouTube, sorry that you have to look at host and I, but.
You're cute.
I'm sorry too.
Yeah, but welcome.
I'm not sorry. And it's for my those idea. Listening at,
if you're watching or if you're listening it on podcast network of your choice, hi. You just get to hear our voices like normal.
Don't I'm still sorry.
Voices, which is good news for you. I kind of want to start sort of on topic, but not on topic. We had a crazy event this week at the Oscars, and I'm just trying to imagine a scenario, let's say at like the Indy 500 banquet, where let's say Santino Ferrucci like finishes seventh and is giving his speech and makes fun of the fact that Rossi ran out of fuel on the first stint of the race and then started making fun of him and telling him that he sucks. I'm trying to imagine a world where Alexander Rossi would go on stage and just slap the shit out of him.
Nothing would make me happier.
I was just trying to think of like the IndyCar equivalent of what we saw with Will Smith and Chris Rock. And
I'm really glad you brought this up because I didn't get as detailed in like thinking of like, you know, Rossi slapping Santino or something like that. But I have been trying to figure out how we can work that into like the beginning of this episode, since you were the first one who sent the video clip of like the unedited version Sunday night when I was laying on my couch.
I didn't watch any of the Oscars, but I woke up to 74 text messages. Legitimately, there were 74 notifications on my phone. 63 of them were from my girls' group chat. I think the others came from you guys.
Yeah, I haven't honestly watched an Oscars probably since when The Dark Knight was up for awards. It's been that long because I really wanted to see Heath Ledger win Best Supporting Actor. So it's been quite a moment since I've seen him. There's a lot of reasons I don't watch anymore, but I think number one reason is because I don't recognize half the films that are nominated anymore. Same. Like a lot of them, I don't feel like I ever hear about them.
I have one.
So yeah, I was trying to think of the IndyCar equivalent. Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson slapping Will Power after Will Power threw him the shade at St. Pete for getting in the way.
Oh, I'm like, what's the context? Or is it just one random driver slapping another?
I mean,
but I feel like it needs to be like a good bitch slap.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't. You think Jimmy's got a bitch slap?
I mean, Jimmy doesn't have a give a shit meter, so he's probably got a good bitch slap.
I was thinking more like of a forceful punch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jimmy kind of strikes me as a brass knuckles kind of guy.
Oh.
not fighting fair.
All right.
I am here for it. Okay. All right. So we're not fighting Jimmy Johnson.
Knocks out a couple teeth. Yeah. So just remember that if you're an IndyCar paddock, do not fight Jimmy Johnson. He will win.
Do not.
Well, we can start with the other fun issue of today or last night, depending on your time zone. IndyCar liveries. Do either of you care that a team runs multiple liveries per season?
Did you see my Twitter? No? All day.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, go on. I love it.
Did you see my Twitter all day? Is that what I'm talking about?
What, people with zero followers commenting to things that you say?
Oh, and you know, just basement supporters.
Is that what we're calling them nowadays?
Sure. I don't care. Actually, I like it. It like gives me something to look forward to. Like, wonder what they're gonna run this week.
I mean,
they do it in NASCAR. What's the problem?
It's just the state of putting together a full season package for most drivers now is you don't have many PNC banks for Dixon that last the full season. It's just not the way the racing world works in pretty much like anything but Formula One. I mean, most teams have multiple liveries across IndyCar and NASCAR. I don't really know about IMSA. I would imagine there's some changes here and there, but I mean, nonetheless, it is what it is. It's, you know, and how, like when you see Graham Rahal in, you know, the fifth, third bank car or United Rentals or whatever, you pretty much know, like, this is Graham Rahal. It takes a little bit getting used to, like, for a few races, but, like, you get used to it. You see that number, you see that general kind of livery design, you're like, okay, that's a Rahal car. I know what it is.
And, I mean, yes, I would prefer the spotter guide come out slightly sooner than it does. Like, if they are going to have different liveries every week, maybe that would be something that we could push and work on so that you have a couple of days to be like, oh, all right, I'm looking for a green car for Graham this race or whatever. But like you said, the numbers don't change. Most of the sponsors are in the same team, right? Like, even if somebody's running a different livery, like for PPG with Scott and Joseph, right? Like, it's still Team Penske. You still know it's Team Penske. You still know the number three is Scott. You still know the number two is Joseph. Like, I just think it's just one more thing for people to complain about, honestly.
Yeah. And to kind of put it in kind of simplified terms, like, let's say an IndyCar entry needs $10 million a year. To me, I don't care if 5 million of that comes from Hy-Vee and then 1 million of it comes from five other different primary sponsors that get to run one or two races per season. Like, I doesn't do anything for me. And to me, it actually gives an opportunity for those other five or even the one $5 million entry to grow their sponsorship into something substantial, a la Hy-Vee that started out as a 2-3 race thing and then blossomed into what they are now. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good to get multiple primary sponsors foot in the doors. I understand for continuity that it's nice to have an entry just run one livery. Easy for me to say per season, but especially now in this day and age with Instagrams, Twitter and all that, if you do release a new livery, you get to show it off to your socials and whatnot and get attention. I mean, we saw on the Formula One side with McLaren doing it twice last year. It was, or once or twice, how crazy it was. Cause then they won a special one for Abu Dhabi.
I'm trying to remember what they did.
Like, they did one for Abu Dhabi. One
for Monaco. They did a special one. I just don't remember when it was, but yeah, they did.
Monaco with a golf livery, and I think Abu Dhabi, they kind of ran a Nashville-ish type livery or something. It got huge engagement on social media. So that kind of thing plays well with a lot of the crowds. So anyways, I was just trying to see if I was off base or obviously I knew Shannon's thoughts. I don't know if I knew those thoughts. But touching on the liveries, Rahal did release their iPacket. Packet? Pocket? Pocket? Packet? Packet. Was bop it iPacket?
I feel like we're, yeah, what's that thing called?
We're in that game.
Yeah, the Bop It game.
Bop It.
Yeah, Bop It.
Packet, pocket, yeah. Bop It. All right, we just invented something new.
I'm going to look for
it. I liked that green car that they released today. I didn't catch what race it was. Was it like the Grand Prix or something? Or was it Gateway? Did you guys like that car? I kind of
thought I really like it. It's different. Like, two shades of green is not something you typically see on a race car like that, but I really like it.
I also like it. It's Packet, just so you know. It's I Packet.
I don't know why I'm kind of
bummed that
it's Packet.
I like it, but is there not? Isn't there some sort of superstition that you're not supposed to have a green race car?
Oh, stop.
Wasn't that Al Unser Sr.?
I don't know. That's honest to God, Junior? That's the first thing I thought of. Like, are we supposed to do this? But I like it. I'm here for it. Whatever.
Yeah, because Junior or Senior, because they said, talked about in The Beast, where he would, like, if he had a green wire on his engine, he would go through a Sharpie of black.
That's excessive.
And then I'm trying to remember, like, the first substantial green livery in, like, the 80s, I think, was Porsche, maybe, in IndyCar.
That's my guess.
And then Cool Green came eventually, and a couple others. So, yeah, I like it. We'll see if the superstition lives on, though.
No.
The engine test was this week for the 2024 engine model. By all intensive purposes, it went well, it sounds like, other than the less than warm temperatures that we saw at IMS this week. Joseph Newgarden got to run the Chevy engine and Scott Dixon got to run the Honda engine. The initial observation on just kind of what you can take away from a test like that, which is pretty minimal given that everything is super tight-lipped, is that the engines sound louder. So that's pretty much all we could gather so far. Nothing really as far as
we have nothing.
Telemetry or speed. We have nothing. Speed. Host Mike, did you hear something substantial from one of your 50 million sources?
No. First off, second, I also enjoyed going back to the lovely world of Twitter. There was a comment that I saw. I don't know if it was this morning, so we're recording Tuesday night, or if it was yesterday, but it was like, I think the engine, why did they add the, you know, hybrid component? I don't hear any difference. And I replied, well, sir, the hybrid component isn't even being installed on the engine until the June test, I think, because of, you know, the supply chain stuff. So, I mean, you're not going to hear it or notice any difference because it's not there. And I was promptly blocked within 5 minutes, because, you know, that's the internet. I was just trying to be helpful. Like, it's not on the car.
No one wants help
anymore.
Nobody
wants help.
No one wants help.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're just insulting their intelligence. How
dare you?
Silly me.
Is there a report function of Twitter? I'm going to go report you, sir.
Listen, it's happened before.
How dare you?
Remember when my...
The audacity.
The good old days.
And there isn't a...
Yeah, I'm glad I just got...
They are going to do one tomorrow. Thursday?
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Thursday.
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Is tomorrow Thursday?
No.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. They're still the...
They are running another...
But also Thursday, 10 cars are running a private test at the standard IMS road course, down from 20 cars. I don't know if I just stole your thunder there, Matt, but I will be there for 5 minutes.
But are you going to be there,
host? I will be there for the interview lunch time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm glad I could segue to you in that manner without knowing at all, and you just picked it up right for me.
Yeah, we think alike.
Is that it? Well, actually, though, on a serious note, what are you looking forward to for that? Are you going to get the chance to interview some people?
Yeah, I think all 10 guys who are practicing, which is like the Andretti guys and the McLaren guys, don't remember who else. That's, you know, 7 out of the 10 who are driving. But Ganassi is going to Barber instead now on Monday, and so is
Meyer Shank, Junkos, Arrow, McLaren, and Andretti.
Okay, sorry, Meyer Shank and Junkos. But yeah, I mean, the test is private, so I don't think, like, the media center is only open for the lunch hour during to do interviews. So yeah, I know that's why I paused. I don't think I'll be able to see much. If I can, cool. But if not, I'm not going to stick around. I'll do my interviews and then I'll post it tomorrow or Friday. I mean, yeah, Friday.
Can I make one request for the, not maybe necessarily at the test, but for the remainder of the year? Can we get a back-to-back photo of you and Devlin?
I'm taller than Devlin. I'm confident in that one.
Yeah, I just want proof.
Okay. All right. I mean, fine. It's fair.
That's such a dick move.
Yeah.
Why? What, for Devlin or for me?
Yeah, for you. Or me.
Why? I don't think Devlin's as short as you guys are making him out to be. But maybe I'm just wrong.
Maybe we can do a back-to-back with him and I. That might be
okay. Better whatever works.
That would be funnier.
Because if you... Okay. Well, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just trying to get
You're just trying to be a dick.
Because I just like don't... neither here nor there. But I just didn't. I just don't believe that you guys say as short as he is. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it. I feel like I need some proof. So yeah, the test on Thursday. The host is going to. If you're listening to this Thursday morning, you want to shoot him something so he can throw it in the mix while he's there. Yep. Go for it. As far as the engines, do we care that they're louder? Yay, don't nay, care. Doesn't matter.
Never been one of those people who cared what the car sounded like. I mean, I can't tell you the difference in a car engine from 2001 to now.
How dare you?
I just know what they. I know. I'm probably going to be shut.
Canceled.
Out.
Reported.
Somebody.
No, you're gonna get some basement dweller gonna tweet at you.
Check my Twitter. Come Thursday mid morning. Make sure they haven't killed me. I just don't care. I mean, I enjoy the way they sound no matter what they are. I don't know.
Question mark. I'm just glad I got through this whole segment without saying the word throaty because I didn't want you to jump down.
You
and
just
make it that's what she said.
Did.
I know I just did, but like I was going to say the engine sound more throaty and I didn't want you to.
You're taking away my joy. You're stealing my joy.
I have to actively think about it now. Yeah.
Hickey is monitoring his words.
It's a weird year. 2022 is wild.
Wild.
Yes. I didn't notice it at first until someone said anything. I was kind of surprised they sound the exact same, but that's just because when they say, hey, here's what the current engine's like and here's what the new engine's like, I'm like, oh, cool. It's more liters. Whatever that means. I just don't understand how any engines
more
work.
Liters.
So I didn't know if it was going to be like.
I was like liters. They weren't any. They weren't doing liters. L E A D E R S. It's a long day today.
What is happening? Is it really that cold in Indiana? Yes. That's just sapping your guys' energy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I want to see some of you guys live in Minnesota
nope.
for winter.
No.
I don't want to.
Yeah. So. Sounds like the engine test went good, so that's good. And I literally wrote in my notes, the SMI guy. There is a person who works for SMI, the NASCAR Track Corporation, whatever. Or I don't even know if they're owned by... Are they owned by NASCAR?
I don't... You're asking the wrong people.
So.
It's a very complicated and unnecessarily like red tapey.
Because why wouldn't NASCAR make things more complicated than it needs to be?
There's like... Yeah, there's like an organization that owns like... 14 tracks or something called SMI, and I don't know how their dynamics work or how they make money, but they are a thing. They own Texas and Charlotte, and they don't own COTA, but the Indy star Nathan Brown mentioned that this guy was not super sure about Texas coming back, but they were possibly working on a doubleheader with Charlotte and COTA or something.
How can you do a doubleheader with Charlotte and COTA?
You know... Good question.
I think what you meant to say was a doubleheader with NASCAR and IndyCar at COTA.
Oh, probably what I meant to say. But
the tweet, the original tweet is a little confusing in the way it's worded because Charlotte is mentioned in there. Because in Hickey's defense, I did the same thing the other day when I first read it.
Have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know. Know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock. There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favourite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run, where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along the Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, and I just read it. I just read it for the first time 20 minutes ago, if I'm being honest. Nor did I click on the article. So I was just going off the first tweet. But do you like the idea of going to Charlotte and COTA and doing a doubleheader with NASCAR on those weekends, or should we just try to figure this out with Texas first?
Are you referring to the Charlotte Roval? Is that?
Yeah.
Because an IndyCar can't do the actual oval, right?
They could, but I don't know if they'd want to.
I feel like there was some sort of reason why. Like it's,
well, there was wasn't there like fatalities in 99 from a tire flying,
but it has something to do this. With like, is it too short, the speeds are too fast or something, right? Like, isn't there, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea, but anyway, yeah, so it would be the Charlotte Roval.
I don't want to be a support series for NASCAR, so if that's what that's trying to turn into, one race at IMS for the Brickyard, that's fine. I feel like that's okay. More than that, when do you stop becoming a support series or start?
So on top of that, I mean, I don't mind COTA. You know, the facility is super nice. I know apparently it's like sinking into the ground because of the clay it was built over or something like that. Shannon told me that like 12 hours ago. So I don't know. I have not verified this, but I'm going to take her word as
there goes the next 2 hours of my life. I'm going to dive right into that.
That's just what I heard. That's why MotoGP isn't there currently, because it is, it all needs repaved. The whole thing needs repaved because of the, I don't know, the soil it was built on is clay or something. I'm not an engineer.
Isn't Venice and Mexico City also sinking?
Sure.
Like the town?
Yes, the cities.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, that was a really resounding yes. I feel confident.
COTA would be cool. I'm not, I don't know about like as support for NASCAR. Really, the main issue, other than what Shannon said, is we'd hear all weekend of the IndyCars went, this was their lap time, this is the NASCAR lap time, and like the annoying comparisons between the two, and you can't really compare the two on the same track. Also, when Newgarden did that Roval demonstration, what was that, the end of 2019? 2018? 2019? Something like that. It looked super cool, but I heard from a lot of people that drivers weren't really particularly fond of the Roval, either on simulation or, you know, whatever data they were able to look at. They didn't think it would work in an IndyCar. So again, take that for what it's worth, but I'm with Shannon. I don't think I'm particularly fond of this idea.
I always thought that drivers were super receptive to new things and new ideas.
Fair.
Yeah, I think, I mean, actually, though, I do think it would be kind of like a high-speed Monaco. It kind of would be very limited passing and probably a lot of aero wash. So I would take it just for the sake of it being a new venue, and I would give it an honest chance maybe once to see how the racing actually would be. But I don't know how it would work as like a long-term solution.
It would be interesting to see the kind of crowd that came because, you know, there are a lot of people that complain about no East Coast IndyCar races. So like, would you drive to Charlotte if you lived in Pennsylvania? You know what I mean? Like,
did you just say a lot of people complain?
Yeah. Oh, right. Sorry. Like, right. Just add it to the list of things that people complain about. But like, that is the top of the list that I hear. I'd go to more races if there were races on the East Coast. Okay, well,
and
here we go.
That used to be host.
It used to be, but I never complained. I just got on an airplane and went. Was that mean?
You got on an airplane?
Yeah. That sounded really mean. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to be mean. But I was going to give a shout out to fan of the show and friend of the show, Chad Frankenfield, who like drives from, I think he lives like near Pocono and drives all the way out to Indy race weekend every year for the last handful of years. And that's a good 12-hour drive, 13-hour drive. So there are people who I'm sure Chad would be one who would drive to Charlotte.
Can I give a shout out to David Lighting Jr. for driving 1 hour from his house to Road America?
We can give a shout out to Lighting, but not for that.
Oh, okay. I think if we're going to do this YouTube thing, I think we need Lighting on more of these.
Hey!
If he can get his technology working.
I called out two of the three of us, man. You are not included in that list.
Okay.
Well, that's my list, actually. Oh, no, sorry, one more thing. Jay Fry did say that there was going to be no international venues, to the surprise of nobody, which I do, obviously, the last time this debate came up really was 2019 with, like, Surfers and a couple other venues across South America, I believe. I know Ricardo Yuncos was at one point working on an Argentine venue. Given COVID, obviously, that's one factor to kind of keep in mind going forward for the rest of ever. And then also what we saw in Jeddah and the conflict in Ukraine, it's also another thing to keep in the back of your mind, is that you just kind of never know where international politics are going to be, and just kind of focusing on North America might be the best bet going forward for IndyCar, at least for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I think down the line it can be revisited, but there's enough going on that we need to worry about first before we get to that point.
And plus the logistics of it all just are so hard. Like, it doesn't, I don't care. Let's stay here.
It would be kind of funny though to see what Twitter would do if we did announce like a venue in Argentina and it's like, it came down to this venue in Argentina or Milwaukee.
Oh dear God.
That would be just gold for a whole day. I would laugh my ass
my
off.
Stress level couldn't take it.
Do you guys have any random questions or topics or anything that I missed for the week? It was kind of a slow week.
I don't have anything. I literally just said to Mike, I was like, I need a racetrack in my life. Yeah. Because we've got nothing
going
on.
Long Beach?
Yeah.
I know we had our confusion today about if Long Beach was after or before Easter.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know when Easter was, so there's that. Mike didn't know when he was coming home or leaving, so there's that.
For
like, we don't come home till Monday. We don't fly home till Monday, right?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes. No, I'm on the same flight.
Okay.
I was looking at my Long Beach flights, and I was looking at my flights back to Philly, because I'm going back for like 6 days for Easter, spend time with my parents. And I don't know why, but I got them reversed in my mind. And all of a sudden when we were texting, I was like, I don't know when I'm going home and when I'm going to California. And that's a very costly mistake to make if I like get that confused. So then I was panicking and Like we were both confused. I was at the gym and it was a whole cluster and everything is safe now. So I'm going to the right place on the right weekend.
Otherwise, Shannon would have to do everything.
I don't want to do everything.
Yeah, I also didn't know / don't know what Easter is because as someone who doesn't celebrate Easter, it's like I don't, it's just another day. It's like I get chocolate.
Only reason I knew is because I was like, okay, my mom would be happy if I came home for Easter, so let me come home and spend some time with the family. And yeah,
a good son.
Host has his moments.
Mrs. Host must be proud.
Mrs. Host, that's a new one.
I think that's not right.
Yes.
Wait, isn't it like his last name or is that your first name?
That's a
Mama Host would maybe Mama be right.
Host. Okay.
Mrs. Host would imply a wife.
Yes. And we all know what happened
okay,
with that
so,
one.
So it's Mama Host. And what's your is your dad just
Papa, Papa Host?
Papa Host.
Papa Host
the fourth.
No, he's Mother he's host the fourth. I feel like we need to check like Ellis Island's records for like host.
I have his original Ellis Island record, actually.
Does it say host
the
first?
It does, yes. Well, don't worry, it does.
Wait, can I tell you something? This is not racing related or whatever, but
we're beyond that.
Earlier today, we're eating dinner, and my kid was like, "What did you want to be when you grew up?" And I said, "Well, I wanted to be an archaeologist." And she's like, "What is that?" And I said, "She studied dinosaur bones." She goes, "Wow. What kind of technology did you have then?" Like,
ooh.
Well, honey, we didn't have technology. She goes, "What?" Like, yeah, so I would have had to like dig with my hands. She's like, "Nah, that's not for me."
Respect.
I was trying to make a joke about host's age there, and I couldn't find one.
No, because the joke is my age at this point.
It's like something about like you find a fossil and you just hold it up to host and see which one's older. Oh man, I think I just saw a soul leave his body.
Nothing makes me happier than this is the one that's going on YouTube first.
Oh no. Well, since we're on that, not the old subject, the archaeologist subject. I wanted to be a meteorologist way back when, which would have been great because I could have just been repeatedly wrong and still get paid.
Instead, you're just repeatedly wrong and don't get paid.
Damn.
Buried.
I know.
9-1-1 I would say I caught a stray, but
I didn't even catch a stray. That was a straight on just like execution. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's keep the same energy for host. What did you want to be when you grew up? Choose your words carefully.
I mean, what's the point? It's going to be bad no matter what. I actually remember what I wrote in my like fifth grade report, and I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Well, you're not too far off, yeah. I suppose.
Ah, that's all he gets? What the?
How do you? I don't know how to roast a radio DJ. Like, I mean.
Sure, there's
still gets
a lot
to wear
of
headphones.
You get to look like that all day.
Yeah.
There it is.
I mean, I didn't get murdered like you, so like I'm feeling pretty happy right now. No matter what.
Oh, I know. I think we need to get that clip on
everything
on the socials ASAP.
I'll send you.
I'll let you do that because I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Technology and all.
You may say I'm wrong about everything, but I want to let you know that I'm 26th out of 37 in fantasy IndyCar.
Ooh.
So take that.
I don't know why
bank.
I made that face because I'm just like 37th out of 37.
I didn't even participate.
Oops. But host won the F1 league last year or something, so he's
by 1,000 points.
I feel like the math, somewhere something went wrong. How do you win by 1,000 points?
It's not even a person.
There's a glitch in the system.
All right. Well,
I'm glad this is
we'll be back
YouTube.
Next week to preview Long Beach and talk about whatever news or archaeology finds that happen in the next 7 days. Everybody have a lovely weekend of racing.
Bye.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!